room. We didn't have it. That's what we used to.
Where you used to
store
keep
it, them. Yeah.
And what did you say you had in your leg that caused you to
fall? Just rheumatism.
Oh,
you know, a lot of older people has it. But mine don't hurt. It just gets stiff and catchy, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But after I get up and straighten that, why, it'll... And when you've heard of people that have cramping in your legs, you know, boy, talk about something hurt. You have to get up and walk. The other night I had to get up and rub something on the back of my leg. A lot of people call it a Charlie horse, you know, you've heard of that in the legs.
Oh, it's just in your... Yeah.
Yeah, back in the muscle of your legs, like, and your feet.
Oh, now... Back to food again. If somebody had a real good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food.
How about food that you eat in between your regular meals? You'd call that a
just a snack. What do they call it?
Mm-hmm. Now, what would people usually, in addition to milk or something, what kind of a hot thing would they drink at breakfast?
Would it be coffee or tea?
Yeah, hot chocolate.
Yeah.
If you were talking about coffee, you wouldn't say you got to go cook some coffee. You'd say
no.
Make it.
Yeah.
Make some coffee.
You'd say I got to go.
Yeah.
And make some coffee is what we'd say.
What would you generally, when you've been outside, you know, when you're tired, been working, what would you generally drink when you're thirsty? You'd say, yeah, well, go get me
a good cold drink of water.
You'd say,
yeah, my husband drinks water, but if I've got some tea or Kool-Aid or something, I prefer that now. But there ain't nothing no better than good cold water, though, when you come in.
Uh-huh. What would they generally drink it out of at the table?
Glasses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they would,
uh-huh.
The water.
Uh-huh. Did they ever... What about your iced tea? What would you generally drink it out of at the table?
A glass.
Do you ever see any old-fashioned, big, heavy...
You mean what they call goblets, like where you're...
Yeah,
I've got some of those up there.
Goblets.
Yeah.
Now, those goblets would be thick. Now, if you were to knock one off the shelf, would it...
Yeah, it would break.
Oh, it would?
Yeah, because it's glass.
Uh-huh.
And you know now you can get the amber color, or you can get green.
Uh-huh.
Different. See here? Oh, yeah. Yeah, with the, huh? Well, let's see. Mm-hmm. See, that's
what you call a goblet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The stem. Sometimes I'm going to get
the
stem
on color.
Yeah, the color of tea.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They didn't have any goblets, though. Yeah, and if you get one just cracked off up here in this little stem, well, it gets a beautiful material and gathers it up around it. Takes a cushion on it.
And I put some coconut in mine and 3 cups of corn.
Oh, you put some coconut in here. That's what gives that taste.
Yeah, a teaspoonful of vanilla.
And a teaspoon of vanilla.
Then you just fix them on top of the stove.
You fix them on top of
the stove? Yeah, just take a teaspoon and put them out on a cookie sheet. Rice Krispies is finer, but I kind of like cornflakes.
I
like
it. You don't cook them, do you?
Uh-uh. No, you just heat your stuff in the stove.
Isn't that something? Well, that sounds easy.
No, it is easy if you want something sweet.
Candy.
But you know now, I love marshmallows on crackers. I bet you never fixed any in the oven, did you?
No. You put marshmallows in it.
Well, like, you know, if you get the square buck where there's 4, you know, together,
uh-huh.
And sometimes you just get them in packs. Mm-hmm.